So this is the point where, again, if you want to do that sort of stretching or hydration, especially on hot days like this, I'm going to hydrate. And then we will do a guided meditation on another compassion practice, which is the practice of forgiveness, before we close. So around forgiveness, you know, we talked about the sort of trance of unworthiness, Tara Brach's term, last time. And along with that, or sort of, you know, associated with it, can be this sort of pretty deeply held conviction that we are unforgivable in some way, or potentially that someone else is unforgivable and they can't be allowed to be forgiven. And so there's a way that regret and shame about our own past actions, as well as holding on to blame and resentment, really kind of can keep us from opening to this spaciousness, right? The joyfulness that can come from a heart that's awakening beyond these kinds of constraints. So there can be a way that when we are ready to let go of old stories that we tell about ourselves and others, we could just become more freed up and available to what's possible in the here and now. And so forgiveness practice can sort of help with us stepping away from self-blame and blame of others in a way that also just kind of supports feeling more authentic, more at home with oneself, and, you know, by association, more at home in the world, more of a sense of belonging. So as with Tonglen, you know, this can be an intense practice, this can be a softer practice. And here, you know, let's just go gently to kind of sort of just walk through it and get a feel for. So choose situations to work with that are not necessarily the most difficult or vulnerable ones that you can think of, because we all have those to varying degrees, you know, for you to begin to apply your attentions to forgive. So again, as we get started with the meditation, finding your comfortable position and lowering your gaze or closing your eyes. And just kind of letting your body be at ease and your breath be easy and natural as well. And just allowing the body and the mind to relax in this moment. Just stepping into presence. And so now, perhaps, turning your attention to the area of your heart. Kind of imagine just sort of the gentle movement of the breath moving through your heart. Just naturally and with ease. And maybe as you do so, you might notice barriers that you put up or heaviness that you carried because you're not forgiving yourself or haven't forgiven others. And so imagine with compassion, kind of seeing if you can touch into the invitation to really experience the freedom that forgiveness can bring. So breathing softly, beginning by practicing the first direction of forgiveness, asking forgiveness of others. You might follow along with the words I'll say and allow yourself to, you know, touch into the sorrow that comes with the memory of causing harm. There are many ways I've hurt and harmed others, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my own pain, fear, anger, and confusion. And we've all done so. This is just part of our human nature. So perhaps choosing a particular circumstance that you want to ask forgiveness for in this moment. You know, perhaps that situation that's not the most sensitive one you can think of, but that you really kind of nevertheless are aware is placing a burden on your heart. And recalling the circumstance, just allowing yourself to feel the regret that you carry. And also the possibility of releasing this burden and asking for forgiveness. So perhaps picturing the person or the people involved as you request forgiveness. In the ways I've hurt or harmed you out of my own pain, fear, anger, and confusion, I ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And so now turning toward the second direction of forgiveness, which is for yourself, and sort of follow along with these words. Just as I have hurt or harmed others, I've also harmed myself. In doing so, I betrayed or abandoned myself. There have been many times in thought or word or deed, whether knowingly or unknowingly, I've caused myself pain and suffering. Just touching into the sorrow that you carry for harming yourself, just as you've harmed others. And perhaps recalling a particular way, and maybe again, not one of the most painful ways for now, that you've let yourself down or just caused yourself harm that you can begin to release and forgive. And as you recall it, touching into it with a feeling of mercy and tenderness as you extend the words and intentions of forgiveness to yourself. For the way that I've hurt and harmed myself, whether knowingly or unknowingly, out of my own pain, fear, anger, or confusion, I offer myself forgiveness. I hold myself with tenderness and mercy. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And just continuing to breathe gently, sort of the kind energy that this gives rise to in the moment. And then finally, the third direction of forgiveness for those who have hurt or harmed us. And we know that we've been harmed by others in many ways, sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly. So as you explore this direction of forgiveness, recall one way that you've been hurt or betrayed that feels safe to choose in this moment. And just sensing that you might release this burden by extending forgiveness in your heart's own time. And knowing there's no need to make yourself feel forgiveness if you don't feel it. You could possibly offer the intention to forgive as soon as you're ready to do so and in your own time. For the ways that you have hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, out of your own pain, fear, anger, or confusion, I've carried this pain in my heart too long. To the extent that I'm ready, I offer you forgiveness. To the extent that I'm ready, I turn my heart in the direction of forgiveness so that I can put down this burden and forgive you. So really kind of touching into the elevating potential for yourself of compassionate forgiveness and lightening those burdens on your heart. And maybe envisioning kind of spaciousness and freedom that can come with forgiving and being forgiven. And of the way that this sort of has a potential to allow you to integrate both sorrow and joy and shadow and light into the understanding that you carry of yourself and of others. So just resting in the inflow and the outflow of the natural breath before closing. And in closing, sharing this poem by 10th century Japanese poetess Izumi Shikibu. Watching the moon at midnight, solitary mid-sky, I knew myself completely. No part left out. And when you feel ready, you can come back to the room and open your eyes. Thank you.